When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Hey, y'all. What's up? We on set of a new episode of Carisha Please, where we keep things real, raw, and uncut. Today's guest, we got Big Lotto.
The biggest.
What's up? How you feeling?
What's up, sis? My sister.
Period.
I'm feeling good.
So, first off, I just want to say congratulations on everything.
Thank you.
You've been doing amazing.
Thank you.
You just got nominated for 3 VMAs.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
I feel good. Like, it feel good to, like, have been putting in so much work for so long. Like, if you know me and my story, you know, like, damn, this bitch been grinding for a long time. Like, for it to finally be, like, my time.
Paying off.
Yeah.
And you also perform at the BET Awards. I was like, just standing up. Like,
yeah, I seen the clip. I was like, look at my
head. I was standing up the whole time. Yeah, like, yes, it is. When you started crying, it just made me very emotional because I know, like, you know, how it is to just be young, grinding, and trying to feed your family.
And then just being a female and just knowing, like, I'm sure you know what be going on, like, behind the scenes and stuff. And so it's like, we root for each other, like.
Yes, I was just like, damn. Me and JT was like, oh, my God. She was like, crap like me, too. And when you was performing and you brought out Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this bitch is fucking it. Oh, she's God. Killing it.
Like, I was not playing, too. Like, we had to do dress rehearsing, and I was like, they need to clear the whole shit. Like, I don't want this shit to leak. Like, I was so secretive about that because I'm like, oh, y'all don't even know how I'm coming tomorrow. Like,
right. So when I saw you perform at Billboard.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. She eating it up.
Yeah.
But then when I saw you come back and do it again at the BET Awards, and you was just like so in tune, you was just so confident, you was just like killing it, like your choreography, everything was just like down pat. Like, what's the, like, how do, like, for me and JT, we don't want to go to rehearsals. We have like what's your, like, how is your, like?
I be like that too. Like, you know, lay that with your man, you know, when they get up, you know? You're not trying to get up and go fly to her. Like, I'm with my man. I don't know. I think I just like seeing the people reaction every time I come harder than the last time.
Yeah.
So I think the people more so be my motivation. Like, I'm like, I got to show them, like, I can do it. Oh, y'all like that one? I'm going to do it better next time. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
And I think that really count because the first day that we had went on tour and I went upstairs and watched Lotto perform, I was like, oh, shit. Because I went on tour just like, bitch, I'm going to just get up there and shake ass and whatever. And I'm going to get through it. And when I watched her say, I was like, oh, this girl don't play at all.
Yeah.
So for me, being her friend and just seeing how good she performing, breath control, dancing, crowd engagement, everything, like, that's real big.
Right.
So I'm really proud of her for that.
And you just finished your 777 tour.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was so fun. That was my, that was not my first tour. That was my first headline tour. So it was like, I wasn't used to being like, everything revolving around me. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, so I can't be late. This is my shit. You know what I'm saying? So it was fun though. It was just a lot of pressure because it was like my shit this time. Like, all the attention was me. Like, I'm like,
which city would you say was your favorite?
Mass was San Francisco. Bitch, I had a ball in San Francisco. And I didn't expect it.
San Francisco was lit. You wanna know something funny? One of my white uncles came to the show in San Francisco.
For real?
And I was that San Francisco or San Diego? I might be lying. I think it was San Diego.
San Diego.
I'm lying. It was San Diego. I think my most lit one was Salt Lake City. Was it Salt Lake? It was one of them cold ones. It was like Salt Lake City or Denver. I think it was Salt Lake City.
It was like one of the ones
I didn't expect. Yeah. Like, I'm like, damn, I ain't even dressed up to par. So I didn't expect them to be like that lit.
So when you was on tour, it was like a situation that went on with your manager, somebody playing pranks.
Yeah. Look, hands up, don't shoot. That ain't have shit to do with me.
No, it didn't have nothing to do with Lotto.
I didn't even know about this until it had already happened. I was like, oh my God, now they attacking me. I texted you.
That's so funny. Me and Lotto been sisters for like a while. Yeah. We got to our first argument after that. Nobody knew. But that's how we was like this. Most people, you can't get into it and bounce back.
Like, we didn't get into it bad, but we had like a sister like conversation like about like where it's like, well, bitch, this is how I feel and this is how I feel. So what? Yeah, that made me respect Santana. Like, yeah, bitch, and what? And I was like, yeah, bitch, and what?
She didn't know because Nana was backstage, so it was really like, you know, her team. So it was like, it's prank day.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I had already told him. I was like, well, I don't know who y'all pranking. Just don't prank me, bitch. And I ain't think nothing else about it. And so when it just came out, it just caught everybody off guard. But it's like, you know, even Lotto team, us being friends and me being around them too, all of us, you know, it's kind of like family. So it was just like, if you try me, I'm going to cut your ass out. Don't try me again.
Yeah.
And it was like,
for
that
the
was
record
that.
Though, if I knew about that, that wouldn't have happened. Like, I don't even, you know, I don't know about it. Like, I 100% felt where you was coming from. Like,
yeah.
That wouldn't have happened on my watch. But if y'all been around me, y'all know my team. They crazy.
I be having to tell them
like, baby, we at a show. We not at the
club. But was it like the last tour?
It was the second to last day.
I feel like they just wanted to go out with a bang.
Yeah.
Some shit happened.
But you can't play with everybody though. Yeah. That's why I'm kind of happy you was booking on their ass.
It was a Florida show. So for me, I'm like,
yeah,
I'm in Florida. Like, this my stomping grounds right here. Don't try me. Try me in Denver somewhere. Don't try me in Florida.
Yeah, because I feel like they didn't do it on the absolute last day because it was Atlanta. That's home for us. But now we home for Santana.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
I feel like a lot of crazy shit happened on tour. I've been on tour twice, and the last time I was pregnant, and them bitches thought it was a joke to eat my snacks. And I'm like, who the fuck ate my snacks? My security, like, it's my DJ. My DJ, like, it's your security. I'm like, look, both of y'all ass fire. Don't fucking play with me.
Oh,
I'm like, pointing as fuck. I'm moody as fuck. So I feel like, you know, a tour is just like you on a road.
Yeah, it be like high intensity, like stress me at all time high. Like, you be ready to fight anybody. Like, bitch, I want to
every night.
My man. I'm sleep deprived. I've been touching all these people.
Yeah. And a lot of people like, around you, even though we are cool as a bitch, just still like,
You're around a person every day.
It's no me time.
No. Yeah. My bus was hell. I was the Grinch that stole Christmas on my bus. So speaking of tour, you about to go on tour with Lizzo.
Yes.
How you feel about that?
I'm super excited for that because it's going to be like arenas. This is the big dog
league. Yeah.
Oh,
like,
okay.
This arenas. Like, I'm with Lizzo. Like, and it's less pressure on me because this ain't my shit.
Yes,
ain't you know what I'm saying? Nobody gonna be looking at me for all the answers and the resolutions to all the everything. So I'm like, okay, it's Lizzo shit. I'm just here for the ride, you know?
I think it's gonna be great. I'm gonna pop out at the Florida show. I'm gonna come and support
you. Yeah.
I feel like most times we get pressure into like doing things. We say we don't, but I feel like we do. Just like me, for instance, I done got pressure into doing some shit. I said like, fuck these people. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Do you feel like the internet pressured you into changing your name from Mulatto to Lotto?
I think you finna say in general. I'm like, yeah. I think, yeah, it has something to do with it for sure. I'd be lying if I said it didn't. Because I was like, where I think people need to cut me a little slack is that I was young. Like, a lot of people think that I came up with this name. I did not give myself that name, first of all. And then, you know, starting rapping at what, like 8, 9, 10 years old with that name, that was my name. And I knew I didn't mean no ill intent with it. So I'm like, fuck y'all, I know what I mean. Like, and I said what I said. Till I'm getting older and I'm kind of having my own opinion on stuff and I'm just having my own beliefs and morals as a woman. So I'm like, actually, you know what? I'm listening to y'all now. Like, you know what I'm saying? But they ain't bully me out my shit.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ain't bully me out my shit. Don't get it fucked up. Y'all ain't bully me out my shit. I was just being mature about it, mm-hmm. and like being open ears versus being like closed minded and like just young.
This interview is being brought to you by Deleon Tequila, owned by a black man. Goes down smooth. Now back to more Carisha, please.
So I feel like, you know, with just being both of y'all friend, you know, I feel like, you know, with her changing her name, I feel like y'all let the internet get to y'all, and I think especially with y'all.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Being girls, you know, girls is a little more sensitive because I go through that too, but I think kind of it's different with like me being gay and coming out at 17. I had to already had a mindset of like, fuck everybody. Because I came out wearing nails, wearing girl clothes, with facial hair, having to go to stores, having little kids like, mommy, what is that? Mm-hmm. Why you talk like a girl, you know, like that? So it's like, I kind of had that, you know, I kind of have like a harder mindset when it comes to comments, but I just feel like the internet now is so fake woke.
Yeah.
And trolling is a trend.
Yeah.
Because even if her name was Mulatto, she's, her mom is white and her dad is black.
Right.
And that's the meaning of Mulatto.
I feel like.
And so it's like, even if that was her name, that's her experience. Mm-hmm. That's her culture. That's her being a person. Mm-hmm. It wasn't nothing wrong with that. I commend you for, you know, seeing, listening to people, because as artists, we kind of, you know, just,
you kind of want to appeal to people.
With the policies, you kind of want to appeal to people. But I definitely feel like it wasn't never nothing wrong with her name, because that's for her to speak on. If I wanted, because my name used to be Sissy Santana. Mm-hmm. And I only reason that I changed it was because people would see me, and you know how like sometimes people call me saucy. Mm-hmm. People would see me and just address me as Sissy.
Right.
And I was like, whoa, that don't, you know, come off.
I swear to God, I was finna say that too. Like, the bigger I got, the more I had to put that shit into perspective. So it's like people literally was using examples like, okay, so what about when you win your first award and it's a white presenter and they saying Mulatto? Like, I'm like, damn, that is kind of weird. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then also too, I wholeheartedly agree with what you're saying. If you look at it with my intent, if you look at it as what it could be perceived, then that's when the shit get a little sticky, because it's like, damn, people were saying like, oh, you think that's a personality trait, like you like bragging on the fact, like you think you above people because you are, and that's not what I meant by that. So that's when I just took a step back and I'm like, okay, how y'all taking it is not how I meant for it to be taken. So let me be the bigger person in the situation and kind of like go back to the drawing board. And anyways, too, like, Lotto, bitch, hit the lottery. I'm a rich bitch.
So I feel like it was a perfect transition because Lotto, you know, hitting the lottery. I really loved it.
But something that I learned just by being in the industry, and Cardi was the first person that told me this, she was just like, I remember when JT went to jail. And people was like, oh, you can't rap, and I was like holding down a group. And she was like, let me tell you something. The more you become famous, the more success you get. Like, people root for you when you in the hood and you trying to make it out. But that moment
Once you get it, hit
the lottery and you in your bag, they're going to bring you down. And I was like, damn, that's so true.
That's so true.
I went from people, like, loving me to, like, bitch, I can't even say that. It's like, oh my God, damn. So I feel like,
I hate that, though, because it's like, we be so scared, like, I'll perform in front of 30,000 people. Don't give a fuck. I do an interview. I be like sweating and shit. Like, I'm
sweating.
Like, ooh, I hope I don't say the wrong thing. They cancel me.
Because people have gotten to a point where they take a 15-second clip or a 30-second clip and try to paint these narratives for us. But one thing that I have learned with trolling, because I've been through at least like three cancel cultures already, and it hasn't happened. A lot of the world, and especially the audiences that we reach, a lot of times when reading those comments, we're reading those comments from one audience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When we reach 5, 6, 7, 10 different audiences.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's why in real life, when we at shows, and in real life, when we out shopping, and in real life, when
that
we
shit
doing
don't
things,
translate.
You'll be like, where are y'all at?
Yeah.
Right.
Where are these people at that's in the comments?
Yeah.
Because we only reading one demographic of people.
Right.
That
I agree.
Feeling like, you know, now, see, back then, you had to really have a viral tweet. Or you really had, when I was younger, we used to see people in magazines at the grocery store.
Uh-huh.
Now, you could cuss me out and I respond to you, boom, you on a shade room with 30 million shade room, got 30 million followers.
We more
that.
Accessible.
Yeah, we more accessible.
And I hate that. I always say that. I'm like, damn, it's like everybody is so accessible. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so crazy.
Yeah.
And it's just like, that's a problem.
It is, but it kind of work in our favor too. Sometimes it work in our favor, but then a lot of times it be like against us. Cause like we more accessible, we can gain fans like this. You can drop a song and go viral and sign a $3 million deal like
it's nothing.
But at the same time, it's like we too accessible. People don't respect our caliber. Like your work ethic, and like they look at you like, I went to school with Carisha. Right. I know Carisha. Like, you know what I'm saying?
We D-list.
That's why I feel like that's the problem.
We
D-list. Because it's just like they feel like they know us. So
like
you don't know me. I'm cool. I'm going to show
you
my
I'm sure
person.
You deal with that too a lot. Like,
I get it a lot. And especially with my personality, people feel like, and especially with me and Carisha being best friends, you know, and showing our stuff on the internet.
Yeah, they feel
when
like they
see
know
me, they
y'all.
Feel like, I feel like I'm your best friend. Yeah. Like my cousin. I'm like, and that's cool, but you know, this is real life.
Yeah.
You don't know me.
That's something. I was in Bell Harbor one time. It was with my son.
Mm-hmm.
We was in the Gucci store. I would never forget this moment. And this was when, at the time, I was like, I don't like people to call me Carisha.
Yeah.
Because if a person call me Carisha, I feel like I know you.
Yeah.
So I was in a mall. My son and girl was like, Carisha. And I looked, and I'm like, I think I know you from somewhere. And then when I realized, I'm like, shit, fam, I'm like, bitch, I don't know you. And she like, fanning out, and I'm like, yo, with my son, like, relax. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I want my son, I'm
you
shopping,
got that right,
I'm like,
though.
Bummy, I'm just, I'm trying to really, like, this my
100%, when you with your kid, that's it alone.
Like, and that's what people,
if I'm with one of my kids, baby, that's it alone.
And I told her that, and she just, like, went to tweaking. I'm like, and made me go to the end. I'm like, yo, don't ever call me Carisha again, because it's like, at that point when she said, Carisha, I looked at her like, oh, I know you from somewhere. But then
you trying to figure out where you know her from.
Yeah, and I'm like, and then I shut her down and it became a problem. I'm like, yo, people is just, we too accessible.
Yeah, we too accessible and they feel entitled off of that. They see y'all lives, they see y'all talking, they feel like they talking to their best friend too.
Mm-hmm. Right. So like for me, I'm like a comment reader. Like I'm not going to lie, whenever I'm on a blog.
Yeah. That's me too. My friends be trying to take my
eye. It's us. Like you wanna like if I'm on the show room, bitch, what you
yeah,
saying?
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like a lot of times I'm not gonna lie, I let that shit get to me.
Yeah,
I don't know
too.
Why, because I feel like I'm such a strong person.
Yeah.
I got tough skin, but
like why out of all things I'm letting y'all get to me.
I feel like I have to defend myself.
Yeah.
Cause bitch, them wasn't my toes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Bitch, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of times it's like, bitch, be Beyonce to the bullshit.
Yeah, but it's harder than that. It's harder than that.
It's harder than that because you know, because you see it so many times, like it's so many times in the comments and in the people. If somebody see 100 times Lotto ugly,
then they gonna push that agenda on Twitter for a viral tweet. Yeah.
And I'm like, that's so crazy. So for me, one thing that I recently did, I don't follow blogs at all.
Mm-hmm.
No blogs, period.
That's good though, because that's what you wake up and see.
That's what you wake up and see.
Yeah.
So my mental is literally people that I follow, and that's who I want to follow. Those are my friends or fans that I may have followed that, or people that I actually care to see on my timeline.
Shit, that keep you up.
Keep me up, and it clears my...
I actually probably should do that.
It clears my vision. Like, I literally, Carisha had to send me something, be like, oh, you seen this? I'd be like, oh, she'd be like, hold on, I'm going to send it to you.
Yeah.
I was like, I swear to God, I never knew. She would just send me something the other day that was like 5 days old. I was like, bro, I didn't even see that.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, when you want to follow them blogs, you don't even have the urge to be like, let me go see what's going on. Because you're just following people that you want to follow, and you're in your own lane. As if, you know what I take it as? In real life, we don't know what's going on.
We're
only worried about
like
our friends, what's on our phone, our business.
Us and like, the celebrities that's like back in the, not back in the days, but that's the difference between us and the OGs,
generation before us, yeah.
They didn't have social media, mm-hmm. and they wasn't getting like,
yeah.
I'm, bitch, if you say something to me, I'm going to say something to you back. Yeah, I don't, I'll argue you down. I have to like learn to like deal with that and just, and I see, I gotta find some of your tweets. I'm like, I don't want to write you like, Mulatto, please. Stop.
Me.
But I understand.
But you feel
like,
oh,
I understand.
My God.
I get it, yes. I be want to jump in like, bitch.
Yeah.
And I be like, that's something, I told myself, I was like, that's something I'm working on. Like, I gotta really learn to just be Beyonce to the bullshit and just let go.
Because even
just,
when we respond, people still try to use it against
us. They gonna
us
twist
anyway.
It anyway.
So
yeah.
it, once you respond, it make you feel like I should have shut the fuck up.
Anyways.
I should have never
said
that.
And put me. More gas to the fire.
And
like,
add gas to it, because now they gonna repost your response.
Exactly.
And all of that.
And they gonna pay attention to what you're
doing. Or if you're arguing with somebody, they repost your response. Now the person you arguing with gotta come again.
Yep.
They repost it. And it's an ongoing thing. I was like, girl.
And I feel like that was one of the moments where you talked about your album getting clear, and you know you had a problem with a certain person.
Yeah.
And they was like, well, why she mentioned it?
Right.
And she wasn't going to say
who. Oh, my God.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah. Or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about? Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again, because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
That shit took me out. I'm not going to lie, because it's hard sometimes because people forget, like, we humans. And, like, I be focused on my face card, like, the listen face card first. Like, I be like, this me speaking, but I be like, oh, damn, I have a whole platform, whatever. Like, when I said that, I was speaking from me, like, I was speaking from helping the next girl that want to be a female rapper, and she think it's all like fun and games. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of stuff that we don't speak on because of reasons like
but
that. They flip
something?
It on me. Like I did, like I was clout chasing or I wanted album sales. Like, first of all, if I wanted that, I would have name dropped. You know what I'm saying? Like that was me just giving insight to the point where I could help the next person without being messy and trying to shit on.
Like this is what really happened behind the scenes. Like this is what really go on,
and that's why I was really shocked by that, because I swear to God, I didn't think that was gonna start the internet like that. I'm like, y'all tripping over this? Oh, baby, I had stories for days. For days.
That's nothing y'all really go through.
That's nothing.
As women.
Yes, that's nothing. Like that's the bare minimum of shit I've dealt with. At least I'm sure y'all have dealt with a lot of shit too. Like. Maybe that's the bare minimum.
So
I'll leave it at that.
So do you feel like you being like so young, like you get taken advantage of? Like, do you feel like people take advantage of you because you like young?
I think that's why I'm so headstrong now, because I used to feel like that, like post rap game, and like I've been doing this way before the rap game, but just I used to have so many people giving a say so on my career, like how I dressed, what I rapped about, the beats that I chose, like my whole image. So that's why everything now, I go so hard about it being my decision, like to the point where it's damn near annoying. Like they be like, bitch, shut up. Like we get it, you in charge. Like, but I'm so hands on now because other people was the controller. Now it's me, it's my career, and I realized that.
And I feel like that's very important. I feel like us as women, we have a voice.
Yes.
We should speak up.
Yes.
And we need to be in charge of our shit, because I feel like it's so many men just like with opinions. And it's like every time we talk, it's like, bitch, shut up, you don't know nothing.
You don't know nothing. Mm-hmm. Or like they was telling me I'm clout chasing, or they like sexualize us. Like, oh, you rap about this. Like, bitch, that don't got nothing to do with how I go home and feed my kids.
Right.
That's two separate images. That's two separate people. The one is the entertainer, one is a woman. You know what I'm saying? So.
And that just go back to your son pussy that you just released.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. Like, what inspired you to do that song and why you felt like it was so important to use your voice?
What's crazy is I had recorded that before. Like, it was talked about Roe vs. Wade being overturned, but it wasn't actually overturned yet. I was just in Miami going through beats or whatever, and I heard that beat, and I had called my A&R, like, this feel like nostalgia. Like, what's the sample? Tell me what they saying, da-da-da. Because, baby, I'm young. I don't be known. So he gave me, like, a little briefing, and then I was like, oh, okay, I got something to say. Like, and then not just Roe versus Wade, just women in the industry, period. Like, I'm thinking back on the interview that you was talking about, Roe versus Wade being talked about, being overturned. Like, I'm like, oh, I can elaborate on this topic, like, a lot, being a woman in the industry. Like, I have a point of view.
That's
and I think that was really powerful because even as for me being a boy, I rap from a female standpoint because that was my gateway, you know, into it. And people kind of look like we always talking about Birkin bags, AP, put a pussy on your nose, my pussy wet like water and all that. And so, you know, it's like for you to be a rapper that have those lyrics and be able to be like, okay, y'all tired of me talking about pussy. I'm going to keep talking about pussy, but I'm going to switch the narrative.
Exactly.
And give y'all a different meaning of pussy.
Because when I dropped, like, the cover and said, like, oh, the song is called Pussy, they, like, they was going ham in my comments. Like, here we go, another song about pussy. I'm like, baby, hold on.
I got some friends.
Hold on. Yeah.
And I love, but one thing I thought was really cool is the video with all the cats.
Yeah, that was
pussy.
My idea.
You want to know something?
That's pussy. I'm
terrified of cats. So
I am terrified. When I say that's a bald bitch, listen, I'm crazy when I'm cats on me. And she got the scary cats, the bald ones.
I can see a cat right there. I'll be in the pool.
I like animals, period. I love animals.
Like, terrified of cats.
Since I was a kid.
When we did Pussy Talk, they wanted cats, and I said,
oh, that would have been hard. That would have been hard.
Hershey, you can't. I said, no, ma'am.
Yeah.
So you
were the cat instead.
So I was like, oh, my God. I just love everything about it. I'm glad you use your voice. I feel like, you know, it's we women, it's our time. You know, men been, like, dominating the game for so long.
And now we got a voice. Dominating now.
They can't take it.
Yes.
Oh, God. They can't.
You know what I love the most about it? That we young.
Yes. Oh, God.
We using our voice, and we learning so much. It's like we experimenting at such a young age. So when we get in our 30s and we get in our late 40s, we'll be so experienced and nobody can take, you know.
Oh, God. And the fact, like, we linking up and stuff, it's like we going against what the blogs and the fan bases say, that we got to, like, go against each other. We are cool, and we, like, building this shit together. So we setting the tone for the next wave of female rappers to be like, oh, damn. We can be cool, actually. Yeah. Like, we can do this shit together.
You know why? Because it's like, it's money for the labels when people
be. Oh, God.
But it's better when we are pushing that shit.
It be the label, fan base, blogs, all them behind
but
the closed
door. But we so much stronger together. Like, I always say, I love Lotto. Yeah. Like, when I was at the BET Awards, I was sitting up like,
yes! Yeah.
Like, it just made me feel so good. Because I feel like, you know, we all got a story. Yeah. We all got a struggle. We all got a family to feed. Mm-hmm. So I'm not about to beef with you.
Right.
To put money in your pockets.
Because it's enough money for all of us to eat, clearly. Mm-hmm. We all rich bitches.
It's somebody for everybody.
Yeah.
So it's no need. Some people was going, I like Lotto.
Gravitate towards.
Some people going to like City Girls. Some people going to like Santana.
Mm-hmm.
It's somebody for everybody. And it's enough for all of us.
Yep.
And I think that's so important, just as y'all being women, because me being a gay boy, I grew up around nothing but girls. Mm-hmm. I had all girl cousins, all girls best friends growing up, and I watched girls be so catty.
Yeah.
She got, in high school, she got 18 inch hair, I'm finna go get 22.
Yeah.
Right.
She got 4-inch heels, I'm finna go get 6.
Mm-hmm.
She got this, I'm finna go, and I used to be like, why y'all so catty? Like,
it don't
gotta be like that. And so I really grew up and seeing how girls are really competitive, you know, with each other. And so for y'all to just be young black women and just, you know, salute each other and collab with each other versus like, I'm gonna get that, you know what I'm saying? Because I went through that, you know what I'm saying? Coming in, you know, like in the game and stuff, you know, girls feeling like, oh, that's a gay boy. Like, I ain't finna put him on. I ain't finna, you know, do y'all being my sisters. Y'all was the first two
one of the first was Lotto, and then, you know, Coming City Girls afterwards, y'all being my friends and y'all doing records with me, yep. And not feeling like, oh, bitch, like, since I need to figure that shit out on his own. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? Like, because right. Y'all was already bigger than me coming in. So y'all didn't have to do that. Y'all mm-hmm. could be like, baby, mm-hmm. figure it out. Like, we yeah. had to do, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So yeah. I respect that.
Mm-hmm. I just feel like it's, you know, it's a new generation and it's important that we support each other. What, bitch?
Bitch, I need note cards. I keep saying I need note cards. I try to tap them and to get it.
Yeah, I'm like, what, well, bitch, I'm talking, you talking something. I'm like, well, what did I say?
But we keep talking about women empowerment.
No, because no, women empowerment is so important.
Yes, it really
Because I
is.
Feel like it's so, like, it's so many male rappers and they all stick. They don't
they
do
be
that
linking.
To them.
Oh my God.
They don't, like.
Oh my God.
Trey,
please
for instance.
Say that.
Trey,
please
for instance.
Say that.
Trey, he found a new artist,
yes.
a new male artist, and they never like, oh, Drake out rapped.
Yeah.
Me and Mulatto would do a song, oh, she out, she
yes.
rapped. And it's just like, that's what they want. They don't mm-hmm. do that to me.
They do mm-hmm. not do that.
But they do
they
that.
Don't do
so,
that.
So it's so important for us. So it's like, that's mm-hmm. very important. That's mm-hmm. why I'm like, I'm going to stand up for her. Mm-hmm. I was standing up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck shit. What it looked like. Because mm-hmm. She young, she on her shit. Mm-hmm. She got a family to feed. I'm mm-hmm. not gonna.
That's some real that shit you said, because you see, like, when these dudes be rapping, they go do features with
what?
Niggas that don't have no
straight out the hood,
And I was like, oh my God, I don't be seeing this with girls mm-hmm. all the time. Like, I was like, you know. Girls more so feel like, you know, you bitch, a hoe gonna have to come. She like,
yeah.
Who would I was like, these men hop on these songs with anybody that sound mm-hmm. bar in the basement and give these other men, young black men, a platform or
okay.
opportunity. Mm-hmm. And so that's why it's like, it's very subtle when you see that, you know, y'all link up. And that's why I'm signed to a label now, so I gotta see how that works. But before mm-hmm. I signed to my label, I wanted to do a gay mixtape.
Yeah.
With me and just other upcoming mm-hmm. gay boys.
What up? This is Torrey, host of the Hard to Earn podcast. And if you're a fan of music reviews, then be sure to check out and subscribe to Hard to Earn, where my partner Bonsu Thompson and I review your favorite new albums and classic albums on pivotal anniversaries, you know, 10, 15, 20, etc. We review track by track, rating from 1 to that elusive perfect 10. Is brought to you exclusively by the Revolt Podcast Network, anchored in hip hop, powered by creators.
Cause it's a lot mm-hmm. of other gay boys that rap.
Yeah,
and they sound good too.
Yeah.
They just haven't got to where I'm mm-hmm. at yet. But you know, mm-hmm. it's like I want to be able to give y'all a chance too. Cause I'm not the type of person that I don't got to be the queen of gay rap or yeah. all that. I'm Saucy Santana, mm-hmm. so I know what's for me is what's for me, and I know mm-hmm. I can do hella things outside of rap.
Right.
So I'm not caught up on that. Right. I want to give y'all a chance to.
And that's
know,
how
I,
it should
I
be.
I don't gotta be like, oh, I'm running this. She
right.
ain't no.
When you confident in yourself, you don't see no competition.
I don't
baby.
See no competition.
I mean, you in your
I
lane, and we both
to,
can run. You know
yeah,
what I'm
I want
at the
y'all
same
to
time.
Be able to flourish. I want us to be able to go to the BET Awards, and it's the best new LGBT artist.
Good.
Like,
good.
Get y'all online, cause I'm 28 years old. No shade. I'm at 35. You know, gay people, we got dog years. So like at 35, I'm really already 50. I don't want to be 35 still telling y'all that my pussy wet and my AP. I got the whole bezel. Like I don't want to talk about that anymore.
Yeah.
I'm want to be given like I don't know, just not old because I don't think I'm gonna just get old and corny. But I'm
thinking, baby, when I'm 35, baby, this pussy still pop.
Yeah, it's still popping. That's what I said.
I feel like 35 not old.
No, but somebody just all girl said it. That's what I said. It's a gay boy thing. We have dog here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At 35, I can't be no gay boy. Like, yeah, and my pussy still good, and my AP still bling bling. They were like, girl, sit your old ass down. So I'm just like, I know I'm in here, I'm gonna do my shit, and I'm ready for a Kid Ken or a Dre or one of them. Hey, baby, y'all come on.
Yeah.
Cause I'm old, aggravated, and tired. I want to get a rich Birkin bag on the yacht with my white toes and a man.
Yeah.
And a cocktail.
Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna get back into this.
Uh-huh.
You did Big Energy, and you got Mariah on it. Like, yeah. What was the process? Like,
yeah.
How that came about, and how was it working with her?
Really, so, child, that was the whole thing. I'm sure y'all seen her.
When I heard, when you named her, I was like, oh, bitch, she yeah. got Mariah. She, yeah. I was just like, that's so big. That's yeah. so iconic.
Iconic, for real. And she made that whole situation, like, very smooth sailing because, you know, it was a little thing on Twitter that was bashing me because I didn't know that the beat was Fantasy when I first heard it.
Mm-hmm.
Clear the air. I said it felt nostalgic,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't know exactly. I couldn't pinpoint it. And I also told the label, don't tell me as I'm recording because I don't want to know what it is and then try to, like, subconsciously sounding like the original.
I did that before.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you know what it is. The original. I don't want to hear that while I'm recording. So I'm like, don't even tell me. Because one of my A&Rs, Jay Graham, was like, oh, it's... And I was like, don't uh-huh. tell me.
Oh, that's Jay Graham.
Like, it's, oh, God. He like, it's huge. Like, it's iconic. I'm like, don't even tell me. So it was a blessing in disguise, if you ask me. Mariah, she fucked with it. She actually liked the interview when I said that I wasn't familiar with the song at first. She was like, girl, I love your interview. Like, it was so funny. Like, she fucked with it, and that's all that matter anyways. But overall, she made the experience, like, so fun, so cool. We was on set from, like, 3 o'clock in the morning to, like, 11 o'clock in the morning. She was so cool.
When I saw y'all love
the picture and TikTok and
oh
stuff.
My god, yeah. I was like the same color. Yeah, I was like, oh yes. my god, I love
it. Was
this.
Really iconic.
It was really so iconic. It was yeah. thoughtful. It was so girly. Yeah. It just gave Mariah Carey.
Yeah,
I was just like, oh my god, like that mm-hmm. was so iconic.
It was very surreal for me. Like I was like, oh my god, like my mama was like, when she, because I was trying to surprise her. But she worked with me, too, so she was, like, reading emails on, like, clearances and stuff, and she seen it, and she was like, when I seen it, I cried. Like, mm-hmm. my mama, them love
it. It be the mamas when we do stuff like that.
What? I remember my mama having, like, her CDs, posters and stuff. Like, mm-hmm. my mama had me at 15, so I, like, kind of grew up with her. And her sister love Mariah. Mm-hmm. Like, what, Mimi?
So, how did that make you feel seeing your mama in tears? Like...
It was like, that's the type of stuff that's like rewarding. Like, damn, yes, this is what I do it for. Moment. Like, yeah, you it's know, like, damn, this is what I do it for.
And you know what I love about you? I love that you, like, you embrace your sister.
Yeah.
You always showing your
mama.
Oh,
baby, I'm going to have my sister with me.
I saw you, like, by, I don't know if it was like your mom or your dad, like a Rolex.
Yeah, uh-huh.
That's her sister name right there.
Brooklyn yeah, for Nicole, real.
Huh? And I just be like, mm-hmm. you know. That's what I like. You remind me of me so much because I'm like so family. Like, yes, I just want to make oriented. Money. Which
oh,
is make my family happy.
Yeah, that's what I swear. That's what I do it for. Like, the most rewarding part about all of this is like spoiling them and just seeing them be proud of me. Like, I don't even be proud of me no more. I just be like, shit, another one.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because it do get to that
yeah,
point.
Yeah, it get to a point where it's sad to say, but you just be kind of like content. Like, you just be like, I'm just here.
I'm
you know?
Here.
But when I see them be proud of me, that get me, like, re-motivated. Like, I be like, dang. Like, my mom like, girl, you got a song with Mariah Carey? And I be like, yeah,
I do.
I got a song with
oh,
Mariah
my God.
Carey.
That's, like, that's the really thing, because I really had to sit down with myself, because once, like, we work so hard, and we go so fast sometimes. And, like, even, like, when I did the performance with Madonna,
and that's a moment.
That's a moment.
But you just coasting.
I had to go to another city after and do something else. I didn't really
you
get
even
a
celebrate
to be
for
like,
real.
I just saw Madonna. My mom was like, you know, like, you just acting. I was like, mom, it's big. I said, I just got to go. I got to go to somewhere else and work. And it's like, you know, that's, I love that we had that our family give us that mm-hmm. get up and go, because even, I knew that it was big. But I didn't have a chance to
even like
settle in. Because
you be working so hard.
Oh,
it's,
God.
And I feel like recently I tweeted, I was like, I'm having like a mental breakdown.
Yeah.
And I feel like the reason behind my mental breakdown was because it's like, we work. I literally just moved into a new house.
Yeah.
And it's been a month.
Mm-hmm.
So out of 1 month, I've been in my new house 4 times.
That's
and it was
crazy.
Just. I'll go, I'll pack my suitcase, and I'll leave.
You don't even live in
and
your new
like,
house.
I'm like, I it was...
But what's
was,
so funny, Carisha is a mom. Carisha is a woman.
Yeah.
I always say that. It's so funny because I know as funny as like Wiz on the internet and Carisha just get fun doing splits. She was pregnant doing splits on stage and all that.
I love that though. I'm gonna go after you.
Carisha is a woman. She's so responsible. Mm-hmm. I be like, girl, what? She be like, bitch, I got she on the phone today, like, blue towels for my son bathroom, black towels for the
bathroom. That's real grown woman shit.
What was behind my mental breakdown was, this is the real reason, was because we had a show in Toronto. And it's like a whole process to get over there, like with the, COVID and paperwork. Yeah. And my shit wasn't together when I got to the airport. So it was, I got there, they like, you got your vaccine card? And I'm like, yeah. But you had to like upload it on the site. And it was just like, I just got off a plane. And it was just like, I just kind of had went through like a death.
Yeah.
And it was just like when I got to the airport and my shit just wasn't together, it just broke me down. I'm like, damn, I haven't really got a chance to like, when my baby daddy died, I never got a chance to really go through the emotions because I'm always working. But so what you said, you can't soak in your moment because you're always working. So it was one of the moments like, damn, my baby daddy died. You know, we had just released CD on Lock.
Yeah.
And our album got leaked. And it was like, you know, your baby daddy just died and not seen insensitive, but it's like, I have to work this high for my family. So I had to just put my emotions to the side to work. So it was like one of the new moments again, somebody close to me had died. And here I am trying to go to a show and I'm not going through my emotions. So when I got to the airport, I'm like, damn, I just can't do it. And I just broke down.
One
like,
thing would trigger all them emotions at once.
It triggered me so bad to the point I'm like, I just broke down and I cried.
And then the internet be so insensitive, like, because I don't publicize what I'm dealing with, y'all assume it's about something totally different.
And I never miss the show. Like, that's, I don't give a, I could push out a baby and I'm gonna go to a show. That's me. I gotta feed my family. But it was like one of the moments, I'm like, I can't have this again. Because when I finally went through the emotions of my baby daddy, it broke me down.
You gotta
so
put
bad.
You first. Sometimes.
No, I had to go to
You gotta put you first. Sometimes.
He could tell, he could vouch for me.
Yeah.
So it was one of the moments, I'm like, you know what? I have to really just, this time, put myself first and just go through these emotions, miss this show, and just, you know, go be here for Trina. And it was just like, it took a real big toll on me. And it, like, do you ever have a moments where you just, you know, like, rotate like a, it just
where you just gotta check out real quick.
She did. That bitch should go on vacation and say,
hey, baby, one thing about me, I be like, don't call me. I'm not doing shit today. Like, I'll take my little breaks because I realize you have to.
You have to.
Like, if I don't take this one break today, I'm not gonna be able to finish the whole year. You get what I'm saying? So this one little 5-day vacation will set me straight for the rest of the year.
Because you
know
have to think, when we sign to these major labels, you know, they consider them machines.
Yeah.
So they work us like we machines.
And we they money makers.
We was human people.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you have to take that, you have to take those precious moments to just be like, I need to get my mental together. I need to breathe. I need to, if I need to sleep all day, if I just need to watch sleep or whatever I need to do, I need to take those. Because as soon as I seen Carisha wasn't at the show, we saw it too. When I called, she was like, best friend, what's wrong? I was like, no, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
And she was like, I just, it was a lot.
Yeah, and sometimes it don't even got to be a real reason. Sometimes I'm at my capacity. Like, I think right now.
I'm not going to lie. I was at my capacity. I already had to check out. It was one of the moments I was like, yo.
Yeah.
Like, I'm back in this moment. Like, we work so hard, and I want people to know that. I live out of a suitcase. I got a brand new house. I only been there 4 times.
That's
crazy.
I
got so many
it's
luggages.
30 days in a month.
I got so many luggages.
4 days?
What the hell?
I got kids. It's emotion.
Yeah, but I will. That's what I wanted to say earlier. Like, I swear to God, this is from somebody. Like, I'm not that much younger than you. You just about snitch. I really salute you. Like, you give us. I always use you and Cardi as an example. Like, y'all give us a new meaning to like boss bitch. Like, you know how they try to make it seem like, oh no, you can't have a baby yet. It's not possible. You gonna slow down. You gonna stop, bitch. I swear to God, I'll be like, Miami didn't stop. Cardi didn't stop. I swear to God, I go to y'all every time because y'all just rewriting the story for us. Yeah, it just showed like, fuck y'all, I can do this, and it's done now.
It's done,
bitch.
Now.
I'm 2 kids later, and I'm that bitch, rich, put up. My kids don't got to worry about a bitch ass thing. Like, that should be motivation for somebody like me who I'm like, I got a nigga. You know what I'm saying? The baby ain't too far away. It ain't tomorrow.
So let's speak about this baby fever. Let's speak about this. Let's speak about this baby fever.
Have your damn, my damn, my damn, my
Karish can do what I can too.
Let's talk about this baby. You said you got a baby fever.
I do, bad.
You want to have a baby?
I do soon. Not yet. Like, I know it's easier said than done. Like, I know me telling you that, you like, girl, you don't know the half. Like, I'm sure it's a lot. My mama, she was 15 when she had me, so. Mm. Like, she was in high school, like, they had a little program, like, she dropping me off at the school, then going to class, like, she tell me, like, it's a lot. And I'm sure I'm being a little immature when I say I am ready, but I'm ready.
How soon could we be expecting?
I ain't gonna lie, probably, like, a year or two.
Motherhood will change your life.
Yeah, I feel like that's when you reach, like, I respect the fuck out of women. Like, I got friends that have kids and stuff, and like Mother's Day, I don't play. I send every mom I know flowers, edible arrangements, all that stuff, because I just feel like women who have kids, that's the boss bitch. The boss bitch is being a mom. Like, right. That's the ultimate boss bitch. Like, it don't get more like feminine than bringing a life into this world. Like, I really just, I'm obsessed with motherhood.
And not to take away from other mothers, but I think women in the field of work that y'all are in.
Yeah.
Because I think this is a busy, this is not a normal job.
Yeah.
This is a busy job. Like you said, you live out of a suitcase at out of 30 days, you would in your house for 4 days. So that's 26 days.
I got a rehearsal in LA. I got to come here in Atlanta to record. Mm-hmm. I got to go to Miami. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, yo, listen. Let me just go home. And it's like sometimes when you overwork yourself, you get sick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah.
when you from
physically print, sick. Just yeah. from, I swear, oh my God, this is refreshing.
On the 4th of July, I was like, you know what? Another mental breakdown, but I ain't go to the end.
Yeah.
I was like in LA rehearsing mm-hmm. for, what was it? The shit in London.
Wireless.
Yeah. So I was rehearsing and I was just doing Carisha Please in between. And when I got home, I was sick as a dog.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, I can't even go around my kids because mm-hmm. I don't want to get them sick. Mm-hmm. So it's just like so much we got to deal with as artists.
It is.
And I just want people to fucking know that and stop fucking playing.
For real. Especially when you see a bitch doing this with kids. Like, I swear, I be barely hanging on. I'm like, how the hell? But like you said, it's not to discredit any other mothers, but it's just like knowing that you got a whole image to upkeep. And like, I still got to see my kids, find time for my kids still too. That's a lot.
This is a different job. Like, this ain't like a mother to me. Well, I can't really speak on it because I'm not a mother, but just watching y'all, like, I used to watch like my grandma and maybe work an overnight job. We got to get ourselves on the school bus. Yeah. Y'all is like, okay, bitch, I'm going to go on tour.
Yeah.
Or I gotta go
for 30 days.
Like that's extensive.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So for I think women in the industry like y'all and to be able to do it, and I even think if I don't have a baby,
so before we get into the smoke,
shot o'clock.
I'm with it.
Shot o'clock. What you want, Lotto?
A Carisha, please.
Period.
I don't want a shot on the side.
Because we got some things to talk about.
I'm scared.
The biggies.
I'm scared.
Big Lotto.
No, you know what took me out? Did you your live. Yes. Ooh. I put it on my story and everything. I put it on my story. What did I say? I was like,
I don't know why. I always say, but I don't know. I feel like I'm not really like a, if you know, you know, type of person. Like, I'm really, I ain't gonna say I don't fuck with a lot of people because I'm real bubbly. But
that's okay, though.
With you, I just always just fuck with your energy, your vibe. Like, I loved you from day one. Like, that's on In and Out.
Mm-hmm.
We did the video. Yeah, like, our energy just always matching whenever I see you on.
I think it just be like, it be so much fake shit that it's just like when you see real, you just automatically,
you
it's like a magnet.
Because like, that's one thing about
me being friends with both of y'all, I remember when me and Lotta was both signing a stream cut, they used to beg me to be her friend. I said, I don't know that fucking girl. Leave me alone. Like,
but it just happened on its own.
I was like, no, who is that? I don't like, bitch, no. Yeah. I don't know her. Let her do what she find. Like, a lot of people, I don't know her.
Yeah.
And it was so funny because when we got in the studio together, we clicked like this.
Mm-hmm.
And instantly became friends.
Oh, for real?
And I was like, dang, that's so crazy. Those people being trying to be her friend. Mm-hmm. I was like, no, I don't know her. But
because you can't force it.
You can't force it. And you just, like you said, it be so much fake shit going on that you don't.
You got your guard up.
You have your guard up. You don't know how people is. Like, yeah. I used to do Christian and makeup. So that's how we was around each other and got to just vibe and just see, you know, how we was. And Carisha's very reserved.
Mm-hmm.
When we first became friends, like it wasn't like a, she was telling me her business off rip or something like that. I used to look up her
if he in my fucking phone.
Not looking at her phone.
This nigga used to be in my phone doing my makeup. Wait, I was talking about her.
I hate when hairstylists and makeup artists and shit, I hate when they do that. I ain't gonna lie.
It was so you know how I love about you, and we finna get into the smoke.
Okay, let's take a shot.
Close it out, shot.
Shot of smoke.
Cheers to the smoke.
Cheers to the smoke.
I'm scared of the smoke.
So, Lotto.
Ooh, child.
You ready for the smoke?
I'm not, but I'm here, so it is what it is.
You always my man. When I get separated from my man, I have anxiety.
Yeah.
I'm breaking down. Who is your man? Can you give us a hit? Do he got a tattoo? Do he got a trick? Like, who is your man?
He a real nigga.
Mm-hmm.
He a rich nigga.
Mm-hmm.
He that nigga.
He brought you the lamb. He did his big one.
Yeah. Daddy put me in the lamb. Did his big one.
And she back in the funny BBL.
How y'all fucking on a rich nigga that ain't getting some?
I love that for you.
Yeah, I just be like, you know, everything about our life is like exposed, whatever. So I feel like I got something real and I want to protect it from the world just because I feel like this shit is not no PR shit. This is not no like.
Period.
Let's talk about
period.
It.
Period.
Let's talk
period.
About it.
Let's talk about it.
Hold on, sorry,
when it's, this ain't no PR shit.
Hold on.
You know what I'm saying?
Because you know why?
When it's real.
As soon as a person knew who your man was, oh, it's PR.
Exactly. On God. And I'm not with that. And I just don't want people all in my business and just assuming shit and stuff. So it's like, yeah, baby, you can know it's that, but you don't have to know who.
You don't have to know who.
Yeah.
And but I love
no,
that.
I'm put up, baby.
I
love that.
It's always been a vacation.
Yeah. Always.
It's Lambo.
And I love,
it's Richard Millie.
Richard Millie's all birthday.
All the finer things. And I love that for Lotto because it's like, she in a real
you know why I love it for her? Because she young and she's so mature.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And it's like.
That's how sad that she got married because Lotto's very mature.
I really don't know who your man is.
Yeah.
But I just love,
I tell you, I can.
I just love it. And I love that you're so protected.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's so important.
And people think, like, they think I'm doing it to, like, be fake secretive. Like, oh, I don't want y'all to know. Like, on some fake bougie shit. Like, Hollywood, like. Baby, it's just for me and mine.
It's like, for you. It's
we be chilling.
Because your baby boy?
Yeah. Y'all gonna know when I'm pregnant.
Yeah. And I feel like everything is so exposed with us already that you just want to have something that's
something to yourself.
Sacred. Something that's to me. And I think, you know, like, you know, we're not a relationship. You know, it's a if you know, you know. And if you don't mind your business.
Right, exactly.
So do you want a little Lotto or a little him?
I'm not gonna lie.
She wanna love him.
I wanna love him.
I knew it. I know
I'm such a sucker. Oh my God.
So,
I'm a sucker.
So they,
I'm a sucker.
You know, when we rap about what we rap about, they feel like we can't be in love.
Yeah.
So.
We can though.
You know what?
Cause I do it. You do it.
Hello.
Don't you?
So what you gotta say about that? That people are like, oh, you in love, but you talking about.
I feel like we still young, we still spicy, you know what I'm saying? And it's still like the aesthetic, like, bitch, don't get this shit fucked.
Don't get it twisted. Like,
it's still
experiences that we had before being in love or being in a relationship.
Exactly.
So don't think that I forgot about that bag.
Yeah.
I ain't forget about my single bag.
Yeah.
And I know
what how I could do these niggas and what we could do these niggas, but you know, even though I got one.
Yeah.
So I got a real question for you.
Okay. Don't make me scared. I'm already scared.
It's not scared.
Okay.
I told Santana this. I'm gonna ask her this when I get home, Carisha, please.
Okay.
I already wanna know how you so young, but you so freaky.
I'm not, baby, hold on. Let me clear the air first of all. I've always had like a nigga. I'm not really that experienced though. That I think that will shock the world. Like the shit I be rapping about, I've always had a boyfriend. Like I was never like back on the prowl. Like I was always like
What's your sign? Capricorn. Okay.
So like we like stability. So like in high school I had a little boo, you know what I'm saying? So I've always had a nigga, and I just, when my nigga is my nigga, my nigga is my nigga. So it's whatever. Like my nigga now, we doing a lot of firsts that I've never like done. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not really experienced, for real. I'm like that for my nigga though.
Yeah.
Like
that's what I would say. It's not even that you're not experienced. Yeah. You're not passed around.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Like I'll do that for my nigga.
For my nigga, yeah.
But I am young and I ain't been with like, you know, a lot of niggas. Mm-hmm. So, but my nigga now, like,
it's you still a lot of firsts. You be like. And I'm still trying to learn it.
That's a lot of seamanship. When she get that back and spin it around, I love that.
My man don't like that.
Yeah. No, one thing with somebody what I love about Lotto, because you know, that's me. I love having a man feel like a man telling me what to do.
Yeah.
Lotto is very like, hey, take these shorts off my ass.
Because my man do not like that. Play that. Oh, God.
Hey, the titties is
as much as I be like, as she do
that,
and
I love that though.
So you're submissive.
I'm submissive. I'm learning how to be submissive too. Like,
but you know what I think having be submissive, depending on the type of nigga that you deal with.
Oh, God.
Because me being a boy and dating, like me being gay and dating, I'm still a boy.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of nigga ways.
Yeah.
And I'm a Libra, so I'm dominant.
Yeah.
And so for me to be submissive, I have to have a boss ass nigga that made me be like.
And you gotta respect him.
You gotta respect him.
I feel like I just learned how to be submissive.
Yeah.
I'm such a.
Cause you got a boss ass nigga.
I'm from Miami. I'm just such a boss
that's
ass.
So
I'm raised on Trina like nigga.
Cause you got a boss ass nigga.
Do me like this.
Yeah.
But now I'm learning to be like, okay, Sadie.
Yeah.
Cause you got a boss ass nigga.
I swear to God, that's how I am with my current relationship.
I feel like we just learned that.
When you meet a nigga that open your eyes to that, it's nothing. Like at first I'm like, nigga, what?
It's natural.
Yeah, it's
when
natural.
When you meet a nigga that's like that, it naturally makes you like,
yes.
Girl, let me see that.
Like I seen the whole
let
shit
me
on
get
the
my
internet.
Ass and shut up.
What?
Cause when a nigga not one of them ones,
that's
you still
inside
when
of
a
shit.
Nigga ain't one of them. When a nigga ain't one of them ones, you still had a like, fuck nigga, shut up.
Mm-hmm.
No,
when you respect your
that.
Nigga like he a boss nigga, like he providing and he doing what he supposed to do.
As a man.
It ain't nothing to be submissive.
Yeah.
And I seen that whole little shit on social media and they was talking about like women being submissive and shit. I just shut my mouth.
That's
why like,
I get my looks and I shut up. Yep. You know what? I'm going to love my man.
Yeah.
I'm going to make my money.
Yep.
And I'm going to crush this mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day.
Yep.
So with dating, would you prefer to date a nigga in the industry or would you prefer to date just a regular nigga?
I'm gonna be honest. Regular what though? Like not famous?
Not famous.
I think I could do not famous as long as they like
rich as hell.
They got money. Honestly. I'm gonna just be honest. Like this is where people be fucking this shit up. We not gold digging. Bitch, we got money. That's not it. But we need somebody to match our shit and provide more than our shit.
Mm-hmm.
At least match my shit. But I really need you to provide more.
Yeah. but you honestly don't have to be an industry nigga to do that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because I know rich ass niggas that's not famous or that's not rappers or athletes or whatever. Just rich ass, boss ass niggas.
I would actually like prefer someone who's not famous.
So you could be off the radar with your shit.
Yeah, like I feel
like
about
she's very. I told you, like off. I don't. I don't know nothing about her unless I read it online. Like, yeah. I don't, you know, yeah. And I love that mm-hmm. about her.
I love
her.
That.
Because mm-hmm. it's like, that is so, your piece is so important in this yes. industry. Because yes. they would tell some shit down in a minute and don't mm-hmm. know nothing about
don't
it.
Don't know make
nothing about it.
Narrative. So what would you say was like your perfect date night? Like, what was the perfect date you been on that your men
give it this to gonna you? This going to sound so regular.
No, it's not. It's not regular.
I'm really like, I'm not hard to...
You know, the littlest things is the most yes, important the thing.
Because when yes. you have everything.
I'm learning it. You know, because you know why? Most niggas feel like they got to do the most to impress them.
Yes.
So
yes.
it come off as corny. Mm-hmm. So when a nigga do like the littlest shit, like they could just fucking lay up blanket on the floor and want to watch a movie. Like,
yeah,
oh
and
my
I'm
God.
Like, mm-hmm. with me?
Me too. I'm like, oh my God, I love yes. you. My man.
Because it's not about money when you got money. Like, I appreciate, oh baby, I appreciate my Lambos.
The other stuff. Day, yeah. your tweet mm-hmm. about you, you know, cooking a dinner for
yeah,
your men.
Yeah.
And it's like, bitch,
simple shit.
That's what it's about.
Meal.
That's what
we
it's
gotta
about.
Go.
You know how to cook?
Get a.
I know how to cook.
Teach me.
You know how to cook.
Girl.
You got two kids, you know how to cook.
Spaghetti. A little chicken breast. And I can boil
cooking
some rice.
Cooking is easy. This the thing, like, I really taught myself how to cook. Like, my mama can throw down. Like, mm-hmm. my mama is white, baby. She could throw down, though.
For real?
Yes.
It's giving season?
It's giving season. Like, my mama ain't no Karen. One thing.
Period.
My mama know how to cook. But I was always, like, a tomboy growing up. So when she would be in the kitchen, she would be trying to tell me to come in there, and I wouldn't want to cook yet. So I taught myself how to cook because I had to. I wasn't in the kitchen. And YouTube, TikTok, like, that shit easy, really.
People say you could learn everything on TikTok.
You can.
I have to get on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
My 2-year-old would be like, Mommy, I want to make TikToks. So I'm like, girl, I don't know damn TikTok. How do you even know about yeah. TikTok? I love your TikTok.
Yeah.
I love you, your sister, and your mm-hmm. whole team. Like, yeah. I just love y'all.
We like, it's more like family oriented. Like, mm-hmm. we don't even play the whole business shit. Like, everybody around me is my friend first. And then my hairstylist, then my project manager, then my makeup artist, then, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We are friends first. And then a lot of people that I be around, they either literally is my blood or we known each other since I was like
I'm gonna
tell
you got some good
elementary.
People around you.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard no rumor.
Yeah.
No leak mm-hmm. shit, no mm-hmm. fact. I love that. So your mm-hmm. team is a solid team.
They solid.
We gonna play this to that.
Okay. I'm scared though.
You gotta ask for one. If okay. not, you gotta take a shot. We already fucked up.
Okay. Hey, had them shots on.
So, would you prefer a rapper or an athlete? And why?
Rapper, only because I think athletes is corny. They be just so corny. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I be seeing the athletes on the blogs and stuff, and I just be like, I would never. Mm-hmm. Like, I've never talked to an athlete. I would never.
Everybody clap.
Avoid the athletes. They be corny. They be corny.
Okay, I got one. I think Lotta. I know Lotta not gonna choose.
Okay.
Miami Strip Club or Atlanta Strip Club?
Which one you think
Miami.
You're gonna say Atlanta choose? Strip Club. Lotta is a real Atlanta girl.
I was gonna say, she's the way she talk. On God.
On God. Her on music, God. Her music, everything.
I have
like,
fun in Miami, something right?
You do, but you is Lotta is an Atlanta girl.
I did an ad lib before, and I was like, oh God. And then I like, changed that. You sound like, I'm not, bitch, that's my fucking dog. I'm not changing. Oh God. I don't
care.
Bitch, oh God. Yeah. Bitch, but Lotta was
y'all got a whole world saying, period.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, oh God.
Oh God.
I feel like you, your accent.
Her accent
so,
with it,
so
make it so cold.
Amazing.
Like, oh God.
Yeah. I'm going to say Atlanta Strip Club.
Lotta is so Atlanta. Atlanta.
I'm not.
No, so real shit. Like, I got a baby daddy that's from Atlanta.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but he
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
Boy, it's just like, I can just identify a person when they're from Atlanta. Like,
yeah.
I'd be like, damn, nigga, you so fucking country.
Yeah.
Like,
We like.
Fuck you talking about. Fuck you talking about.
Hey, it's time out.
Hey, it's time out.
It's time out.
I remember when I first signed the fucking QC.
Yeah.
I went to the studio with P.
Yeah.
And we was, I'm like, oh, what?
What?
Y'all don't understand me. I don't understand y'all. I'm like, what? Say it again. What?
Oh, no, baby. We don't understand.
And
you.
I hear it so much.
We don't understand
y'all.
Because Florida, us being from Florida, we talk fast. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everything is fast.
Everything is really fast. And one thing about, okay, I don't know if it's everybody, but me and Carisha, I got to swallow right now. We have, we have a lot of spit in our mouth. So even like, it'd be funny because Trey knows when I be rapping, I'd be like, hold on.
Let me swallow.
So that's how we talk. Everybody's like, don't you know, she know. You're like, girl, what the fuck is y'all talking about? I'm like, bitch, I don't know.
Nah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to say Atlanta Strip Clubs. So, but I did fuck, what's the shit? Booby Trap.
Yeah. But I'm not gonna lie, me being from Florida, I like Atlanta strip clubs better.
Really?
Fucking lie.
Girl.
Atlanta strip clubs are 2 a.m. I'm not gonna lie.
No. You're not that girl. I'm in Allure till 4.
Yeah.
One thing about Allure, Allure gonna shut the music off at 2:30 and clear y'all bitches out, and they'll cut the lights back off.
I'm gonna say this.
But I ain't gonna lie, the office serve.
I'm gonna say this.
I've been to the office.
I love the office.
I feel like I'm a Miami girl, so I'm gonna say Miami, but when I came to, you know, Atlanta and I've been with Peter,
I'd
be like, okay.
You have fun.
Bitch, I have fun. I'm like, this the vibe.
That's how I feel. I'm gonna say Atlanta because I'm from Atlanta, but I do have fun in Miami though.
So would you say missionary or doggy style?
How you just gonna switch it up that
in the middle of your joint?
I'm like, in the middle, I'm like, okay.
Cause we get into the smoke. We get into the smoke.
You know what?
And why? You gotta say why.
I'm gonna say
what you give me.
Okay, tell me, cause I already got my answer.
Okay.
Y'all tell me what I give.
I'm like, she really fine as fuck. It's like it's sitting. Everything's sitting tight. So I would say missionary because me. Mm-hmm. I like to throw my ass back and I like to clap. And I'm like, yeah, nigga, you see his ass clap.
I thought she was going to get you doggy, because that's a doggy.
Nah, I mean doggy. That's what I'm going to
say. That's a doggy girl. And she got me. She think that you doggy.
I'm a little, I'm on the Carisha, please.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to say doggy style, because it's like me. I like to like throw my ass back and make it clap. And I'm looking back and I'm looking in your eyes. I'm going to get his ass clapping.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, she working with, she's sitting.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to speak for you. I would give doggy style. But I need you to.
Lotto give me in love missionary.
Yep.
Want to look at my man in his ass.
But.
All that. But she give
look
me. She give
deceiving.
Me missionary. She, no, she's in love. And it's real love. She give me missionary first. And then after the passionate, fuck me like a dog.
When I
flip
say
me
that
over.
Be deceiving, you may think that. But that's what she give. But she might give.
Push she gave me.
Oh,
bitch, I bad a nigga ready to fuck with BBL.
I got
to
let me say
what it is. Prime example. Bitch, I bad a nigga ready to fuck with BBL. Okay, so
before
the BBL, all that doggy style.
Well, before the BBL, it was still doggy style.
No, but I want to give it to the BBL.
Before the BBL. God, that's no cap in my rap. That's no cap in my rap. On God, I bagged my nigga before
the
BBL. Way before the BBL, too, at that.
Okay,
it's doggy style. Like, I feel fine as fuck. Like, I feel like I just look good.
And I feel like you could feel it deep. Like you could feel everything in you. It's like front and back.
No, I feel like I feel it more missionary.
Oh, I feel it front. I don't know.
They deep dicking you missionary.
Maybe because you can just do everything. Like you can do a lot of during missionary. Mm-hmm. Doggy style, I think I just like doggy style better just because I know I look good. Like my nigga finna.
Yeah.
Like that. Like.
That's what I told you. She gave me missionary advice, and now I'm aggravated. I'm ready for you to
But that's not me. That's my nigga. Like, my nigga gone missionary first, because you know, as soon as you see this shit from the back,
It's over with.
It's over with.
I don't agree with me.
It's over with. Like,
okay.
He gonna wait till the end to you know, finish it off with that, because you ain't gonna go too long with
it. So I meant to ask you this early on in the interview, but since we brought it up.
Yeah.
So many people speak about having a BBL and having surgery, natural bodies. Like, how would you respond to that? Because me personally, it's like, bitch, if you had the money,
you would do it too.
Hello.
It's 2022. Like, nobody have to cap.
I love that you open about it.
Yeah, like, bitch, and I'm a rap about it. Mm-hmm. It's nothing. Like, I'm a rich bitch. I'm gonna fix anything I don't like.
I don't like.
Love that. Ladies, it's nothing wrong with getting the BBL, getting whatever you feel like, you know, you need to.
And it's nothing wrong with not broadcasting it either. Because I remember Lotto being my friend. Mm-hmm. I remember when she got her body on YouTube. Yeah. I remember both y'all having
who said that?
Who wins? Who said that?
Just with, you know, Demi and my friends, it's like, you know, with us being consumers.
Tell them who said that.
Well, us being consumers, because y'all was famous before me. Y'all was famous before me. So us being consumers and being fans, me being a consumer and Demi and my friends are famous before me, we remember, bitch, when you first.
I personally feel like, bitch, if you had the money, you would do it.
You would do it. Yeah. People remember.
I first got my breast done. I had my baby when I was 19. I got my breast done at 20. Mm-hmm. Because after I had him, my titty shrop. Bitch, before I had him, when they were sitting up. Yeah. So it's nothing wrong with altering your body and feeling confident, because that's like saying working out is the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You should be confident in your body. Exactly. If that's your natural body, you still working out to stay fit.
Yep.
So some people just want to, you know, do a cheat code, and there's nothing wrong with that. And I'm glad that you opened about that.
But I just feel like I was saying, it's nothing wrong with not broadcasting it, because you know what I'm saying?
It's not their business.
It's my business.
And the pussy said it. And
the pussy said it. One thing that I ain't been working on, for my sisters, they ain't gonna get no cat reinsignment.
Yeah.
But you know, it's like, even at the same time, us people being consumers and being fans of y'all, girl, I know them hips bigger. I know them titties bigger. Like, we know it anyway.
Yeah.
But a bitch will have to get on there and be like, hey, I just got a BBL.
Oh, God.
You're going to see it when I get on the stage and drop this ass. You're going to be like, bitch, that ass ain't to do that.
But you know what I mean?
4 or 5 months ago. And I feel like that's how Lotto was at first. When Lotto first got her body done, she didn't say nothing about it.
This is still the first interview that I've actually
said.
I don't even really be addressing it. Now you
rap about it.
Yeah.
Exactly. But it's like, because
I'm going to make you, bitch, you're going to stream if you want to see it.
You're going to stream if you want to see it. And it's like, it's nothing wrong with it. I wouldn't got my body done. I didn't have to broadcast it to you. Y'all see the obvious.
I honestly feel like surgery is a natural thing. Mm-hmm. It's been around for years.
My mama had a gastric bypass before people was getting IBBS when I was younger.
Yeah.
Like, that's just, if you don't like something, fix it. Everybody.
Right. I love artists that's like open about it. Like Nicki Minaj, she always ass shots. You know, she open about it. And it's like, to each his own. You know, like, some people you don't agree with it, and some people you do.
Yeah. And one thing I will say, I do feel like, I personally feel like it's a part of our job.
Yeah.
When you get signed, you get your teeth done, you get jewelry, you get a BBL.
But not even that. When you're trying to come out and you be natural.
Because you're a public figure.
It's like, oh, she need to get her ass done. She need to get her
teeth
done.
They tell you that anyway.
That's what I was finna say. It's not even really like it's a personal decision. It's like, damn near, them folks be making a decision for you. Like, I remember seeing comments like that and being like, damn, do I need to fix? Maybe I do need to, because they would literally tell you, like, bitch, you need to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little pressure.
Yeah.
But long as you, like, you kind of blocking that shit out, you doing it for yourself to make yourself feel good, to where you look in the mirror and you happy, you confident, you 100%, do that shit. Period. I got my teeth done at 19. I said, baby, soon as I get that bag.
Let me tell you something.
$1 million smile.
My baby daddy was a scam. As soon as I pushed him out, take me to the doctor.
Yeah, period.
I was a little bit. So we'll get back into this or that.
Okay, so we talked about Lotto, you know, doing her mic trick and all that. So.
That's my favorite thing about
Lotto. Spit in your mouth or spit in his mouth?
Or spit a swallow.
Oh, I'm a swallow for sure.
She gave me swallow. Oh, but that's two separate questions.
Because I want you to know, that's mine.
Mine.
Oh, you know something? I cannot do that.
Why?
Can you do it all the time? Or is
all
that a special occasion?
Every time it's nothing.
Ooh. I gotta grow up.
Something about like him seeing me like,
So are you? Are you like a person that's like eye contact?
You know what? Not really.
Me neither. I'm too shy.
Not really. And my nigga not either, so it works.
Let me tell you something.
Because I got to like focus. Like, let me get in my
mind. I am a type of bitch. I'm going to look you in your eyes. I'm going to take your soul, nigga. Yeah, I'm what's up.
Yeah. I will if he want to, but because my nigga not really with it, I'm like, oh shit, I'm not either, so it's
I'm just not a swallower.
That's crazy because I love that. Like,
I gotta get into it. I have to grow up. I just don't like the taste of it. It's just the warmness, the comfort.
Yeah.
It's like you can do it anywhere on my body.
Yeah.
But not in my mouth. And if you do, I'm gonna.
You gotta do it fast.
I'm gonna do it. I'm not gonna lie. Baby, if you watching this.
Oh my God.
I don't know. it's like that for me.
Okay, so since you just get out there, foreplay or right into it?
Foreplay.
Oh, I love a foreplay.
Foreplay. And then, like, extensive
foreplay. So what foreplay y'all like is y'all in the costumes, y'all want to wear?
I'm not going to lie.
I don't do the costumes and shit.
I'm like, my alter ego is a stripper. You know I love to do a little one, too.
Yeah, she like to dance.
I'm going to go buy me some stripper heels. I'm going to put on me some lingerie. I want you to tie me up.
I'm going to tell y'all a story. Nobody don't know this.
Okay, tell the story.
Don't tell that story about me, bitch.
Okay, never mind. Christian, please, can I tell him?
Say it.
Okay, so it was so funny. So, Christian,
please don't tell it. You a scared nigga, damn.
She was gonna do her big one, so she FaceTime and she like, how I look.
I got the picture of my phone, bring my phone. Carisha
had a full see-through bodysuit. It was like Rihanna, a catwoman. Yes, it was like a catwoman bodysuit, full see-through. It's only one part of the body that's out in the bodysuit.
The coochie. I know. Hey, Riri.
So, I was like, what the fuck do you got on?
I can't FaceTime and said, I'm like, I look good.
So she in the mirror, she like. I was like, oh my God. I said, Carisha, I said, I would be scared if I just came home because I'm shy. Carisha is like.
Yeah.
So I was like, I would be so scared or whatever. Like, if you know, I came home, you just.
I'm a little shy too, though. It's weird. I don't know.
Carisha's get out there. So I swear to God, what was so funny?
Yeah.
She scared the boy.
I scared him.
Cause it was like, Carisha's like, get out of there. Carisha's the type of person like, I know I want to fuck you. I've been talking to you for a while. It is what it is. I'm gonna get out there.
I'm gonna tell you this. I'm very. If you're not it, you're not it.
Yeah, she already know.
If I'm pursuing you, I see something in you.
Yeah.
So I'm like a very sexual person. I don't, sex is my, like, therapy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like something that I just do. I'm always working. Like, I need to bust in there. I need to feel good. I need to relax. So I'm like, nigga, I want you. Bitch, you threw me to your house.
Yeah.
I'm at a hotel. I'm at your house.
Yeah.
You left me here to cook breakfast, dinner, lunch. So,
and I got dessert waiting on you, baby.
Long day. So when you come home, but you got some dessert.
Yeah.
So I'm like, shit, I'm in the mirror. I'm like, so the hell? And he's like, come on, you're going to scare that man. I'm like, well, why?
But how did you scare him?
Because he had a long day of work.
Yeah.
You know, like, sometimes you just want to come home and relax.
Yeah, you know, because you know why? You know, exactly. You know why? You would think men is the aggressive one.
Yeah.
I'm like,
Carisha is, come here, bring that dick here.
Yeah.
So it's like,
I'm the opposite.
What?
I'm kind of like
shy. Like
I'm kind of shy to
me too. So. I'm shy like you. Person, like I'm more like go to sleep. Like stop.
Yeah.
But you know how you say stop, but you lift up and make it. I'm more like that. Carisha's like, boy.
Look.
I'm aggravated. We fucked this whole time.
I be going to sleep with my little. I'm not gonna lie.
Right? Yeah.
And he be like pulling on the phone, and I be like fake, I can sleep, but I lift up.
But you lift up the next.
That's the best. No, I'm more of like, I just feel like, you know, you had a long day, baby. Like you either want a cooked meal or you want some pussy.
And you gonna give him pussy because you can't.
I don't know.
You gotta let me send you some TikToks. I'm gonna send you some TikToks.
I can't cook. So
yes, you can.
JT used to eat my food all the time. We always. I could cook, but my son don't. He's like, mommy, you can't cook. I'm like, nigga, you gonna eat this food? I don't know what you talking about. But I just feel like, you know, sex is like it's therapy. It's like
no, yeah.
Like I don't. I listen.
I can see that. Like, it's unwind. It's like, I've been working all day.
Massage
like,
me.
Yeah.
Nah, I feel good. I want to lay up. We met. Yeah. We might kiss. It's just so, like, I love. It just give off, like, damn, you might.
Yeah. That's why I'm a four player.
Besides your family.
Like, yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Very freaky girl, get it from my mama.
That's the little rap cap. Cause I don't know what my mama be doing. And I don't wanna know.
Oh my God.
Baby, keep that to yourself. She had me at 15, so Lord knows what that little girl was doing.
That's what I'm saying. Cause I found my mama Freaknik photo.
No.
Terrified. I was like, oh my God, lady, you something else.
Yeah, no.
And now when I do stuff, I be like, Am I like my mama?
Yeah.
Cause I seen that Freaknik photo album.
I don't want to see none of that.
And that's another thing. I grew up around freaks.
Yeah.
My aunties. I grew up with my aunties. Mm-hmm. And they said clean up the R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Mop of the flow is R. Kelly.
You remind me of my Jeep. Follow the ride.
It was just like my auntie. She used to do like the hotline. Yeah, you just reached.
How you know that?
My auntie. So it's like, that's
how you know that she used to do that though?
Cause I used to be right there.
So why she's talking to the niggas on the phone?
You know, she's like an answer machine. That's the reason. Like, call me at one of the. So I feel like reason why I'm so sexual is cause I grew up around my auntie.
Yeah. You're gonna put that on your auntie?
Don't put that.
You know, Carisha Prince, so we keep things real wrong.
Hey, okay.
I grew up around my auntie. They used to clean up the R. Kelly and motherfucking Luther Vandross. And it's just like, shit.
Yeah. What's your son?
Aquarius.
Oh, bitch, how you be talking? I thought you was finna say Scorpio. Because
Scorpio
is like ultimate freak. But
everybody says Scorpio is freak. My mama's Scorpio and I'm aggravated.
My best friend and my sister is a Scorpio. Mm-hmm. Momo and my sister. Momo not a freak. My sister not a freak. I did fuck a Scorpio. It's not Diddy. Because he a Scorpio. I'm just putting it out there because everybody can assume it's Diddy. So I'm just telling y'all it's not Diddy.
Yeah.
But when I say this.
Is Diddy a Scorpio?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But when I say this one motherfucking Scorpio.
Yeah.
He taught me everything I know today.
Really? That's why I thought you was a Scorpio. Like,
and I was
like,
like 22.
Yeah, don't get in trouble.
No. We keep things real right. I'm single, but okay. I'm in a situation, but I'm single.
Yeah.
You're in an entanglement?
I'm in whatever you want it to be.
Whatever you want to call it.
But I had this one Scorpio. I was like 20 years old. This nigga rocked my world. Oh, yeah. Baby boy.
Okay.
Oh, you got a phone. Shit. And that nigga had like a. Ooh.
Oh, shit.
And you know, I was so blessed to experience an anaconda. I'm a wrap it up. This the anaconda, please.
Ooh,
I'm not cutting this out.
Because
we keep things real raw uncut. Yeah. But Lotto got me lit.
Yeah.
We been like. One shot sign. I'm so open.
Yeah.
I'm having fun. It's like such a great movie.
I'm feeling you on this interview.
We in Atlanta, and I had this one Scorpio. I probably was like 22. This nigga,
you
brought
your world clearly.
Like, she like you 27.
My nigga,
I don't know. I was 30 at that point, but I was like when I left. I was just like, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing, but I had to be doing something because that nigga named me in Miami. He changed my life forever, and I just want to say thank you.
Oh, deserve you.
I deserve you.
Carisha, please, Young Miami, Big Lotto, the biggest. Thank y'all. See y'all next time. Saucy Santana, we out.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.